Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. And I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. And be sure to join us in the Women, Faith, and Business community on Facebook by going to facebook.com/groups/Women, Faith, and Business or searching for Women, Faith, and Business on Facebook. See you in the community and enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Women, Faith, Plus Business Podcast. I'm always excited to kick off every season with a solo episode. So season 7 is no exception. I am starting off this season before we get into the guest interviews by just having a conversation with you, a solo episode about what God has put on my heart to share for this particular episode. And the thing that God put on my heart and what I really wanted to share with you guys today is a strategy that most people don't talk about when it comes to business. If you really want to be successful in your business, if you want to accelerate your results, if you want your business to be sustainable, this is the one key strategy that you really need to implement in your business. So we're going to be talking about the strategy of rest and relaxation. I bet you didn't think that was going to be the strategy that I shared with you, but it is actually a biblically based principle and a faith-based foundation for us to really build our businesses on. This key strategy of making sure that we're consistently resting and relaxing as we build our business. So I'd love to share with you a little bit of the backstory of this topic. So as I was thinking, okay, every season I always start out with a solo episode and I share some content in that solo episode. For season 7, I was thinking to myself, what is it that I want to share with you? What is the content that God desires for me to share? So when I was thinking about that, God really dropped it in my spirit of rest. The word rest just really came up in the Sabbath, right? And that came up as the topic that I can share about with you in this second episode of season 7. And the reason why that was dropped in my spirit is because this is season 7. And 7 is the number of completion. 7 is the number where God created in 6 days and he rested on the 7th day. And the 7th day is blessed, right? So we're all familiar with the creation story as believers in business, as women and men of faith. We all know the creation story of God creating the heavens and earth in 6 days and resting on the 7th day. So the correlation is this is season 7. So season 7 is, you know, that number 7, which is the number of completion, because that is the number where God completed his creation of the heavens and the earth, and he rested. So because we are on season 7, I really wanted to just share with you some more insight, some more revelation about resting and why it is such an important strategy for us as women of faith in business. And of course, any men that are listening to the podcast, just believers in general. So that was what I was thinking just yesterday before I decided to come and record this episode. This morning, I got up and I did my usual daily devotion. I actually have 2 devotional books. I do Joyce Meyer's Quiet Time with God devotional. Love her devotionals, love all her stuff. So I have a Joyce Meyer's devotional, Quiet Time with God. But in addition, over the last, I want to say maybe 50 or 60 days, I've been supplementing that morning devotion with Joyce Meyer's devotional with a 100 Days of Life-Changing Confidence devotional and journal by Amanda, I believe her name, last name is Heaps. I'm not sure. I should have probably looked it up before I started recording the podcast. But Amanda Peet has an amazing devotional called 100 Days of Life-Changing Confidence. So I also do that devotion every morning. So I opened the devotion for this morning, and the topic was sustainability. And it was talking about rest and the importance of us resting in life. And of course, we can apply it to our business because that's what allows us to be sustainable. And she also covered some scripture verses that supported this biblical fact of the importance of rest in order for us to be sustainable in life. And I'm going to say, of course, for the podcast, in business too, right? So for me, that was a big confirmation, right? It was confirming what was already dropped in my spirit the day before. The day before, it was dropped in my spirit to have this topic of rest because it's season number 7. And then I open up my devotional this morning, and it was a topic of rest and the Sabbath. So to me, when you see signs like that, it's not a coincidence, right? That's why I talk a lot about being spirit-led and really paying attention to the signs, paying attention to things that happen that are not coincidences. It's actually direction and guidance and confirmation. So for me, that was God confirming that this was the topic that I needed to share with you guys. Episode 2 of the Women Faith Plus podcast for season 7. So I'm super excited to really get into the content today. We're going to probably talk about a lot of scriptures. I have a lot of scripture verses that I want to cover with you guys. But most importantly, we're going to talk about, God's examples and also what he commands of us and the benefits. So we're going to talk about all three things when it comes to rest and relaxation. And why it is an amazing strategy for us as believers in business. So let's first of all talk about God's example. As I mentioned, God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and he rested on the seventh day. And that actually comes from Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 through 3. So Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 through 3 says, "And on the seventh day, God created." I'm sorry, on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy because on it, God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. So in these two verses in chapter 2, it says several times, I think 1, 2, 3, 3 times. The seventh day, the seventh day, the seventh day. Whenever something is repeated in scripture, it's because it's important, right? It's because they want us to pay attention. God wants us to pay attention. The writer, the author of that chapter, inspired by God, wants us to pay attention to that, right? So in Genesis, he wants us to pay attention to the number 7, 7, because that was the day of completion. That was the day where he rested. Not only was it that he rested because his work was done, and because his work was completed, but it was also made holy. So the number 7 is the number of completion. It's the number of holiness. It's the number of sanctification. All those things are covered in Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 through 3, as an example of how God created and the way that God created. The second thing that I want to really draw our attention to as to why rest is important. Is it is commanded. God actually commands us. So not only is it an example because he did it himself, but he also commands us to rest. So if we look at Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11, Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11 says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy male servant, your female servant, livestock, sojourner who is within the gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and sea and all them, that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the seventh Sabbath day and made it holy." So you will see in this particular scripture verse, this is now instruction for us. Not only did God give us the example in Genesis, now he's actually commanding us in Exodus to rest. And you'll see that he says several times, Sabbath day, Sabbath day, which is the same thing as the seventh day. And he talks about it being holy. It's set apart, that seventh day. So it is a commandment by God us to actually rest. And anytime God gives us a command, it's for our benefit. It gives us good results. It's for us when we're obedient to it, we get results. So that's why this is such an amazing strategy for us in life and in business to make sure that we're not burning ourselves to the ground by continuously working, but we're setting aside the seventh day, which is the Sabbath day, to rest and making sure that we're resting because God commands it, right? So let's talk about the benefit. So, what is the benefit of resting? God gave it as an example. God commanded us to rest, but why should we do that? So, I love this scripture verse, and this particular scripture verse is Psalms 127, verses 1 through 2. Psalms 127, verses 1 through 2. And it says, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord guards the city, guard keeps watch in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to bed, eating the bread anxious toil, for he gives sleep to his beloved. So this is basically telling us the result of really resting is that you're not doing things in vain. By partnering with God and resting, you will be successful. So I always, when I read this scripture verse, say, unless the Lord builds the business, you can replace house with business, right? So unless the Lord is building the business with you, you're building it in vain. And you can change the word city, unless the Lord guards the city, unless the Lord guards your business, you're watching it in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest. So if you're getting up early, going to bed too late, and you're anxiously toiling over your business and not sleeping, that is not the desire of God. Because in Psalms 127, verses 1 to 2, it says that he gives sleep to his beloved. So he desires for us to rest. So those three scripture verses that we just walked through talked about the importance of rest biblically. Because God gave it as an example in Genesis, he commanded it us in Exodus, and in Psalms, it talks about the benefit. So we were able to see the example, the commandment, and the benefit. Now let's move on as it comes to rest as an amazing strategy for your business as to types of rest, because this is important. Sometimes you think about rest in one way, but there's so many ways that we can rest. In fact, I think I'm going to cover seven types of rest. And this actually comes from Dr. Dalton Smith. She has a whole book. I believe the book is called Sacred Rest, about resting and why resting is important in life. And again, we're pertaining this to not just life, but also our business. It's a biblical principle that can be applied to not just life, but also in particular our businesses as women of faith in business. So let's talk about these seven types of rest that she covers. The first type of rest that she covers is the rest that most of us always think about, physical rest. Physical rest is things like stretching, sleeping, even gentle movement is just resting your body in a way. It's allowing you to physically rest. So that, of course, is super important. But then there's also mental rest. A lot of times we worry about things. We're anxious about things. Mentally resting by allowing ourselves to just take breaks, even to write things down so it's not all in our head. We can do a brain dump, schedule time to really think things through. When you do things like that, then you're allowing for mental rest, just moments where you're able to just rest. So mental rest is just as important as physical rest, even though we mainly only think about physical rest. Okay, so the third type of rest is sensory rest. This is a big one because a lot of us are at our computer screens. I know I'm at my computer screen for a long time, lots of hours throughout the day. So sometimes it's important that we rest from the senses around us, including our computer screen. So wearing things like a blue light glasses or, taking time to not be in front of the screen. allows you to rest your senses or rest your eyes from being strained, right? So sensory rest is a part of seven types of rest. Another type of rest, rest number four, is spiritual rest. Sometimes we just need to meditate, right? Take time out to just sit, be still, be quiet, and hear from God. That is spiritual rest. Sometimes we need to just pray over things or worship in order to really be in a spiritual form of rest. So, spiritual rest is another type of rest that we can practice. Next is social rest. Spending time with positive people or taking a break from socializing. Jesus did this a lot when he went up into the mountains to just be by himself. Sometimes we need those moments, you know, if there's a lot going on in life and in your business, you need those moments of solitude. You need those moments of being by yourself. So making sure that you're spending time with positive people that can uplift you, that's always a good thing with social rest. Not people that will drain your energy and suck your energy, right? But also make time to be by yourself so you can refuel yourself by being alone. So social rest is important. Then there's emotional rest. You know, some people, like we said, can be very draining. So it's important to make sure you set boundaries for yourself and only really connect with people that actually fill you up, you know, actually, you know, don't drain your energy. So connect with those type of people that you trust, and that helps you to get emotional rest. Then the last type of rest, rest number seven, is creative rest. Being able to be creative can include things like going on a nature walk. It can include reading a book. I love to read books. I love to not only read books, but listen to podcasts or even just create things like a painting or something like that. Those allow you to have some type of creative rest. So the seven rests that Dr. Dalton talks about in her book, I believe it's Sacred Rest, is physical rest, mental rest, sensory rest, spiritual rest, social rest, emotional rest, and creative rest. So make sure you're resting in all of these areas. Make sure that you're taking time for these things, not just physical rest, because a lot of times when we think about rest, we think about it as being sleeping, right? Just resting physically. But as we just showed you, or as I just went through, there are actually seven types of rest. And I also want to share the definition of rest. So, rest, according to dictionary.com, is just refreshing ease or inactivity after labor, right? So, the rest after labor, just like scripture we just read in scripture. So, what ways are you making sure you're refreshing yourself, refreshing your ease or inactivity or refreshing quiet? So, it talks about refresh a lot when it comes to the definition of rest. So resting is a lot about refreshing. So that is why it is so important and such a great strategy when it comes to your business. I know personally for me, when I feel rested, like for example, Mondays are probably my most productive days of the week because I rested on Saturday. I go to church on Saturday because I'm Adventist, so I take Saturday as a day of rest and my Sabbath. So I rest on Saturday. And then Sunday, if I do work, it will be light work. You know, I don't do a lot of work, maybe 3 hours the most. So Sunday I'm not doing a lot of work. So because I have those 2 days, one day of full rest and one day of, you know, either resting or only working half a day. When I return to work on Monday, I am so energized. I am so ready to get the week started. I do not have Monday blues because I'm so rested. And of course, I love the work that I do. So, coming to work on Mondays and starting off the week on Mondays, it really energizes me because I have rested. So, some of the benefits of resting includes also being energized, being ready to start the week, you know. So, rest is really an important strategy that is biblically based and faith-based and something that if you're not thinking about, or if you're not already doing, or if you're not doing it consistently, think about what it needs to look like for you. You know, how do you make sure you're taking your resting on a weekly basis? For me, like I said, is the Sabbath day, which is Saturday. I don't do any work. I focus that time on relationship with God, with my family. So that is a consistent day of rest. But even throughout the day, maybe you work for 90 minutes, you work for 2 hours, and then you have a half an hour break, or you have a hour break, right? Resting throughout the day can help refresh you, can help energize you to have the energy to keep going for the rest of the day. So what are those daily rests like for you? What are those weekly rests? Maybe you can do a monthly rest. I know some people, they take one day off for the month, have like a mini vacation or an extended weekend for the month. So consistency with rest is really about what does it need to look like for you? Daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, yearly. Map out how and when you're going to rest before you even map out what you're going to do for your business. This is how important this strategy is for your business. Because remember what scripture said, if you're building your business, but you're not building it with God, and God instructs us to rest, then you're building in vain. You're building in your own strength and not in partnership with God. So that's why rest is an amazing strategy and why I love it so much. But I do also want to talk about relaxation, because this particular episode is not just about rest, but it's also about relaxation. Because sometimes we can have that physical rest, right? But we're not resting mentally or emotionally. And that usually means that we're not relaxed. So I want to talk a little bit about relaxation and what does relaxation look like? Because people go on vacation all the time, call it resting, but then they're not relaxed. They're still thinking about work in their mind. They're thinking about all the things they need to do when they get back to the office. They're not being present in the moment with their family and their friends, So that's why I feel relaxation is also a key topic that needs to be addressed and talked about and a part of your success strategy. So let's look at the definition of relax, right? So again, referring to dictionary.com, the definition of relax is, excuse me, to make less tense or rigid, to diminish the force. So if you want to be less tense, less rigid, having that force of thinking about everything, you have to relax and really relax in your soul. And when you relax in your soul, it's really relaxing your mind, relaxing your will, and relaxing your emotions. Because the soul is really your mind, your will, and emotions. So when you relax in your soul, when you're relaxing your mind, you're just being mindful, being present to where you're at and what you're doing. When you're relaxing your will by trusting in God and saying, not my will, but your will be done, right? You're trusting that as you rest and relax, everything will still be fine. Everything will be taken care of because you're partnered with God in life and in business. And then relaxing your emotions, not getting upset or angry or anxious. Those are not of God. God, the fruits of the spirit that come from God is peace, is joy, is love. Those are the things that we experience when we're being led by the Holy Spirit. So when you're being led by this Holy Spirit, you can relax in your emotion because you shouldn't be getting angry or upset or anxious. Your emotions should be more joy and peace, right? So relaxation is a part of the strategy because it really is relaxing your soul, relaxing your mind, your will, and your emotions. So let's take a look at a couple of scriptures to support relaxing your soul. So one of the scriptures I want us to look at is Psalm 62, verse 5. Psalm 62, verse 5 says, "Yes, my soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from Him." Again, hoping and trusting and believing in God allows our soul to rest, allows our mind, our will, and emotions to be at peace, to be able to be at rest. And when we're at peace and at rest, we can show up better in the world and as business owners, So another scripture I want us to look at as it supports relaxing is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 29 actually reads, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So this particular scripture verse is telling us, sometimes when you feel tired, you feel worried, you feel burdened as a business owner, as a woman of faith in business, God is saying, I will give you rest. Take your yoke upon me means just partner with me, learn from me, be guided by me, and understand that I am gentle and humble in heart. And then you will find rest for your soul, your mind, your will, and emotion. Remember, that's your soul, will be rested. You will be relaxed in that area. Another scripture that I want us to look at when it comes to relaxing is 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. So we know that God cares for us. And because he cares for us, all the stress, the anxiety, the worry, the issues that we have in our businesses, we give it to God. We say, Lord, this is too big for me right now, so I'm giving it to you. I'm trusting you have a resolution and a solution, and I'm not going to be worried and I'm not going to have anxiety over this, whatever the issue is. So that's why relaxing in the moment is so important. Last two scriptures when it comes to relaxing as a part of your rest and relaxation strategy in order to be successful in business and also to create a sustainable business and also to accelerate your results in business. So if we look at Psalms chapter 62, verse 5, it says, yes, my soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from him. So your hope is actually not coming from your strength, not coming from your work, although faith without works is dead, so you have your part to do. God is the one that produces the outcome. God is the one that gives you the outcome. So you can rest. Your soul can rest. You can relax, right? You can relax your mind, your will, and emotion, knowing that the outcome comes from God, not from everything that you're doing in your strength. So that's why it's important to relax. Last scripture verse that I'm going to share with you guys when it comes to relaxation is Psalms chapter 116, verse 7. And Psalms 116, verse 7 says, return, oops, sorry, I have it on the screen, it just slid away. There we go. Return to your rest. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. We know that God always has good plans for us. He has good plans for our life and for our business. We know this from Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, where he says, for I know the plans I have for you. This is a declaration by the Lord. He declares that he knows the plans he has for you, and it's plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So because we know that, and we know that God is good, then we rest in our soul, we rest in our mind, we rest in our will and our emotion. So that's why relaxing is also a part of this formula. It's not just resting in the seven, ways that we talked about resting, but how are you making sure you're relaxing? And a lot of times relaxing is trusting God, trusting his plan, trusting his process, trusting his perfect timing. All of that is, and even trusting the path that he has for you, all of that is what we need to rest and relax in, right? So I really do hope that this particular episode has been a blessing for you, that you got some type of insight or inspiration about why rest and relaxation is one of the best strategies that you can have to really accelerate your results, to really be successful in business, and to create a sustainable business. So if your desire is to create a sustainable business, is to succeed in what God has called you to do in the marketplace. And if your desire is to accelerate your results, you really need to think of this as a key strategy for your business. How are you making sure that you're resting, and how are you making sure that you are relaxing? So I probably, this is not the typical type of advice that you get on a podcast, especially a business podcast. Most of the time it's about strategies of things that you need to do, right? But this is different because we're not doing things the world's way. That's why this podcast is Women Based Plus Business, because it's all about doing things God's way. And God's way is different than the world. His ways are higher than our ways. His ways are higher than the world's ways. So we have to really elevate and change our perspective to really see things the way that God sees things. And God sees things in a way that he desires for us to rest, relax, and trust him. So that is really what I wanted to share with you in this episode. And I pray this has been encouraging and inspiring to you in some way, shape, or form. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information, but it was insightful and inspirational and offers you an opportunity for transformation in your life and in your business. Wherever you are listening, be sure to rate and review the podcast and also subscribe to get the next episode. Or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list.